here with Michael Condren, the sculptor who's designed and made the cannon that sits atop the sconce, or the Queen's sconce in Scotland-Avon Park. Michael, can you talk me through the design of the sculpture, what it means, how people can interpret it?
Well, I think the primary thing about it is the Queen's sconce was a cannon emplacement during the Civil War, during the sieges of Newark, and it was the idea of making a cannon, but something that wasn't sort of a big, harsh and aggressive piece of art, but something that was a bit sort of sensitive to the, you know, the way the sconce has weathered and turned into a this displaced, not hard, spiky, aggressive construction it was originally. So the cannon's there, you can see it's a cannon shape, but instead of having a big sort of heavy cannon, it's more almost like the rusting ghost of a cannon. And it's called the Royalist Cannon. It's decorated with imagery from the Royalist side, so you've got mottos and images and symbols from the King's crest and also from Newark's town crest, such as Trust in God and Sally Forth, which is Newark's town phrase. We've got feathers from cavaliers' hats, we've got unicorns and lions and dragons from the House of Stuart coat of arms, we've got fleur-de-lis for the French influences, we've got the crown. Lots of things, Tudor rose, various bits and pieces, all that helped to build up the picture of the idea of the Royalist side of Newark during the Civil War.
Can you tell me a little bit about how it was made, what material it's made from, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's looking fairly shiny now, but the material is just plain mild steel, which is ordinary steel that you know, most things are fabricated out of now.
Is that what cannons would have been made of during the Civil War?
They would have been cast iron. I don't think steel was a bit, you know, they knew how to make steel, but probably not to cast steel like we do today. They would have made big, I'm not an expert on this, but I believe. I've seen the cannon, they do have in the Museum Services archives. I was working with the Museum Services when I was researching this sculpture, and they do have bits of cannon left over. They're obviously smaller and very, very rusty compared to this, but this will slowly rust down and as intentionally really to make it look like it's been here for centuries in a few months' time.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.